Sokala Duma Radio.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Sokala Duma Radio. I am your host Nkululeko Nkeu. In this week's episode, we speak to Orlando Pirates and on loan Baroka FC attacker Gift Motupa about his great start to the current season. Also find out from him who is better between him and Siphelele Ntshangase. Listen to this and enjoy.
Sokala Duma Radio.
We have Gift Motupa, is it, an attacking midfielder, sometimes striker of Baroka United, on loan rather. He comes from Orlando Pirates. He was at some point the captain of Baroka. He is incredibly, or interestingly, the only person that scored a goal when Amagluk went to Rio in Brazil in 2016. Gift, thank you very much for your time. How's it going?
I'm good, man.
I'm very well, man. Nice to speak to you. Gift, you know, I had when I was looking at your footballing career, where you played for Baroka, Orlando Pirates, and Amagluk, I came across something very interesting. You once played for Manchester United, at under 13, but it was an amateur Manchester United. Can you tell us about that? how did it feel playing for Manchester United, the fake one?
You know, it was nice because it was at home, no pressure. We just enjoying football and stuff like that. Yeah, it was incredible.
And you were playing in Tukwaneng Village.
Yeah, in Tukwaneng Village. That's where I was playing.
When you were seen as a teenager, when Kurush Mpahlele, the owner of Baroka FC, when he saw you playing in a tournament as a teenager, what did he say to you that made you want to sign for Baroka for the first time?
You know, like you just came and said that I see the potential in you, then I agreed with him because I wanted to play a professional football. So I went to Baroka, then we promoted the team from Vodacom to NFC. So yeah, it was a very good part for me to move from Real Place straight to Vodacom and promote the team as well.
When he first saw you in that tournament, it was a festive season tournament. What did he say to you, based on what you were doing in that tournament?
He just said to me, you know what, boy, you have a good potential. So what you just have to do, you just have to want to bring you as my rocket so that you become a better player. And I got to believe in you that you could play this team in future. And by that time was 2011. He said to me that I've got to believe that you're going to keep in this team for the next 4 years and you're going to play at the national team. So, and what you said before, it happened.
I captained
Baroka then and I played at national team.
And you captained Baroka in the National First Division. And one of the biggest achievements there is that you guys beat Orlando, beat Kaizer Chiefs and Moroka Swallows in the same season in 2011 in the Nedbank Cup. And you are the captain of that team. What was it about that team? You were the player, rather, in the team at the time. What is it about that team that made them be able to be giant killers as they were known?
We were united and we were focused. We wanted the same goal, which is to get the team. That's what helped us to achieve at that time.
Was there anything special in terms of your preparations when you were about to play against big teams? Did you go to a special sangoma before you play against big teams?
No, not at all. We just waiting at the beginning to him. So, yeah, in fact, we focused, committed, you know, in everything that we do. So that's why we got the result against the giant team.
And if I can remember correctly, at around that time as well, you were coached by Coach Silo Chokwe, right?
Yes.
And he was always wearing one glove.
Yes.
So wasn't that any? Didn't that have anything to do with sangomas or good luck or anything?
Not at all. It has got nothing to do with that.
All right.
Maybe it was his kind of losing.
And now you promote the team to the PSL, and one of the first things that your coach says is that you will win the league. That's Coach Khuluko Thobejane. He says, in the first season, he says we'll win the league. And how do players react to that? Did you take it as a joke, or was it a serious spirit within the team? You felt that this team is going to win the league?
At that time, I was in fear. The time this thing happened. Because I was at parents when they committed the team. So I can't comment on that one.
And when you signed that 5-year deal, let's talk to that. You signed a 5-year deal with Pirates in 2015. And now 2 years later, you are back at Baroka. Let's talk to you signing. How did that deal come about first? Let's talk about that.
No, like, I believe that they saw what they wanted from me. It got that things couldn't go as we thought for him. So we just decided to say that I'll go and get more than time. That's me, like, the most important thing as a player. And I'm still young. I still need to play with the team to get better as a player.
Let's talk about the style then of you. How would you describe yourself as a player? You are you agree with me when you say as an attacking midfielder, but what else? What are your strengths when you play on the field, and what are your weaknesses, if you've noticed any?
My strength is I've learned that I can be most things. I managed to be in a good scoring opportunity. When I play the role of number 10, which is the second striker. So that's my strong point. Even every game I manage to get into good scoring opportunities. So that's the positiveness that I saw in me, and I'm happy about that. So that on the day, if you can be clinical, then you score. I will score a lot of goals because I'm always there at the right area at the right time.
Of course, you already had 3 goals, and you are in very good company. Of course, you are one of the many top goal scorers so far in the season. Gustavo Paez has 3 goals, Mahachi has 3 goals, Lerato Lamola and Rodney Ramacarera has 3 goals as well, and you also are on 3 goals. What do you think? How far do you think you can take it this season? How far can you go in terms of wanting to achieve? Rulani Manzini was saying on the latest edition of Sokala Duma, and he scored as well recently. He said that he wants to get to 20 goals. How far can you take it this season, you as Gift Motupa?
Me, what I want is to play as much games as possible and to get better as a player. The rest will follow. To get better as a player, to take each game as it comes. I don't want to put the
number. Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I understand. Okay, let's put it this way. Would you be happy as Gift Motupa if you score less than 15 goals this season?
I would still accept it.
You would accept it. You would accept it if you get maybe to 5 goals.
No. I want to just because you're putting me under pressure.
But the thing is, Gift. The thing is, though, there is a level that is acceptable for an individual, like for yourself. You set your own goals. So as a second striker, if you get to 15 goals, you're saying that you would be happy. But if you get to 5 goals, you wouldn't be happy. So anything in between would make you very happy.
Let me just say, I'll be happy if I score more than 15 goals.
You will be happy if you score more than 15 goals.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. I mean, Manyama scored 13 goals last season. So you'll be one of the top goal scorers this season.
Yeah.
All right. And you, before we go into much, because I mean, there are great things happening at Baroka so far. After 5 games, you guys are unbeaten. I'm going to ask you more about that. I want to take you back to Rio 2016. Coach Owen Dagama. You play against Brazil, you play against Denmark, and you play against Iraq. South Africa scores only 1 goal, and you score that goal against Iraq in a 1-0 draw. How was the mood in that camp? How was it? How was the experience for you going to the Olympic Games?
It was a massive experience that I will never forget in my life, because I've learned so much, and my talent was tested amongst the the world top classes who are playing in Europe. So it was a good experience, and my talent and with together as my teammates, we managed to compete against this top team. So it shows that if we keep on working hard, in future we might have opportunity to go to play in Europe. Like one of our teammates now is in Europe, he can do, he was one of our team Olympics. So it's an inspiration to us that we just need to focus, just need to work hard, be humble, and the rest will follow.
And how did your family react to you being the only scorer of a goal representing Amagluklu, South Africa?
They were very happy. They were very happy and excited. It's just that at that time I couldn't talk to them because I was outside the country. But when I came back home, they just told me that we heard about the whole performance in Brazil, not just only about a goal that you scored. Then, I was lit as well.
And going back to Bafana Bafana and the main squad now, we've seen you participating in the CHAN qualifiers. Do you want to take it a step further? And when you saw the call up recently, were you disappointed not to see yourself in the recent Bafana Bafana squad?
No, not really. I was not, because it helped me as a player to keep on working hard. My time, my opportunity will come. I'm still, age is still in my sight. I just need to focus and keep on working hard. That's all. I was not disappointed.
Amongst a lot of things that your coach has been saying, the fact that football will kill you and you will die a real death.
Yes. Yes.
Amongst other things, he said that we will win the league this year and we won't let go of our title very easily. What do you make of that, and is that the belief in the team?
As a team, like, we told ourselves as players that we take each day as it comes. We didn't want to reach the conclusion now because we still have so many games to play. We just need to keep level-headed and be focused, because now we're getting the result and that's what we want. So we keep on grinding the result, we keep on getting better, we keep on competing in the league. That's what we promise ourselves and our supporters.
But you don't disagree with your coach that you will win the league this season? Just you can either say yes or no, one of the two.
Then I'm getting the benchy. Then I'm getting the benchy.
All right. So I mean, you are one of the three teams. It's you, it's Baroka, it's Orlando Pirates, and Golden Arrows. You are unbeaten so far after 5 games. That means that Baroka are a serious team. You have Spilele Njangase in the team now and Dr. Khumalo. That means that Baroka is a different team to the Baroka that you grew up in.
Yes, it's a different team because the kind of players that the kind of players and technical director that is experienced enough, and the players are experienced enough. That's why we're getting better and better as a team. And we just hope things continue like this.
And Sipelele Njangase, your partnership with him, and Sipho Moeti as well, can you speak about that before we let you go?
Yes, it's a good combination. It's a good combination because at so far, me and Sip, we don't play at the same time. Like in this past game, we started, I think I came at the start.
But you're scoring more goals than him. You are better than him.
No.
You are not better than him.
I'm not better than him.
You are weaker than him.
No, I'm not weaker than him. I'm not better and I'm not weaker as well.
All right, Gift, I really enjoyed my time speaking to you. We thank you very much for your time and we wish you the best of luck, all right?
Thank you.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening, as always, for another episode. Tune in next week. Until then, it's goodbye for now.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.